Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dude named Howard is on the phone for a second date update today, and he said he met the girl he wants to call at a baseball game, which is probably a good place to meet somebody.
Awesome. You're
throwing back a bunch of beers, getting a little drunk, cursing at the players. And you meet someone else who's just yelling at the players, too. And you guys,
yeah,
just, you
start
know,
heckling,
yeah,
together.
Talk about how terrible the team is and all that kind of stuff, and then just bond. So is that what happened, Howard? Is that how you met the girl you want to call?
Actually, it was at my son's Little League baseball game.
Oh, okay.
I know. I read your email, so I said, probably.
Please tell me you were heckling.
Or getting wasted.
I was cheering them on. It's only positive at the Little League game.
Okay.
Good.
You didn't say you weren't drunk, though. So I'm taking it as you're still drunk. What's her name? Who do you want to call today? What's her name?
Her name's Abby.
Abby, all right. And how did you meet her at the game? Have you guys known each other for a while or something?
Well, we actually met at the game.
Okay.
I'm a single parent, and so I have 2 5-year-old twin boys, and one of which is on this team. And I've been divorced for a couple of years, and it's just been kind of difficult getting back into the dating game.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a nice single girl who's available.
Was Abby a mom of one of the players on the team?
Yeah, so she was at the game, and her kid is on the same team. And I've actually heard my kid talking about her kids at school, and, you know, they're buddies.
So you know of her. I mean, you've met her before.
I had not met her before, but I knew about her kid through my kid.
Okay.
Were you grilling your son like, hey, 5-year-old son, is she single? Do you know? She's still married?
He had no information whatsoever for me. He's not helpful in that regard at all.
Yeah, teach him to be a better wingman for sure.
Yeah. I thought I had an inside man, but he wasn't it. So she was at the game, and I struck up conversation with her because I had recognized her, and she was really nice. So, you know, we were talking about, like, hey, we should get our kids together for, like, a play date or something like that. And she's like, oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome.
But then, you know, as the game went on, we were talking more and more. And I went out on a limb and I was like, you know what? Forget the play date. Would you like to go to dinner or something?
Let's have our own adult play date.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she said, yeah, of course, that'd be great.
Okay. So how was dinner?
I'm a little rusty. And I haven't dated in a while, but I made sure that I paid for dinner. And we talked mostly about our kids because that's really the only thing that connected us in the beginning. But
were you able to get off that subject at all? I mean, at some point you'd be like, okay, we're actually on a date. I can stop talking about my child now.
Yeah. The conversation kind of led from that. And then whenever it kind of dwindled off, then we came back to the kid and then went in another direction. Mm. So it definitely became the base for our conversation. But it was good. You know, we didn't stay on that the whole time.
Okay. So all in all, you think the date was a success?
I think so. It went really well. The only thing is when we went to leave, I was walking her back to her car, and I just don't know what to do in these situations anymore. Do I kiss her? Is that a third date thing? I don't know. But I decided to kind of go for it, and I went to kiss her, and she turned her head, and I ended up kissing her cheek.
All right, that's kind of an awkward end of the date.
Yeah. Do you guys think I screwed that up? I mean, should I not have tried to kiss her on the first date? I mean, should I have just been like, you know, cool, let's do a second date and call it good?
I don't know. I mean,
it depends on the situation, I guess.
Yeah, first date kisses aren't what they used to be. I think it's more common nowadays.
And it's so hard for us to judge now because we know you got rejected.
Yeah.
Like, if we didn't know what was going to happen, I probably would have said go for it. Mm-hmm. But
now.
Jewel, what do you think I should have done?
I mean, I think maybe you moved too slow. Both of you guys have kids. I mean, you guys should have just invited her back to your place. I mean, you guys have been there, done that before. It's not like, you know, it's not like new territory there as far as that's concerned.
Oh, you know, I didn't even think about that. Maybe I wasn't moving fast enough.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Like you say, you're really rusty at dating. I mean, is she back into the dating scene recently, too? Like, maybe she's just rusty, too, and she didn't know.
It seemed like she was a little bit more experienced in the dating thing. Like, she had some kind of, like, it seemed like she had done this before recently.
Okay.
But again, it was both of our first dates, so, and I didn't know if I had overstepped some bounds or anything like that. Mm. So,
okay. Did you make plans to hang out again or anything?
Yeah, so before she left, I was just like, do you want to get together? At least, you know, we could do that play date with our kids. And she was like, yeah, of course, definitely.
And so what's happened since?
I've reached out to her a couple of times, and she hasn't really responded, even about like a play date, not even our own date.
And that's okay. Awkward because your kids are on the same baseball team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm bound to see her again.
Yeah.
So I was hoping you guys could help me out with this because I just don't know. It's racking my brain on like how I screwed this up somehow.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.